Sunny 101.3.
We welcome you back once again to Freeman High School here in Adams as we get set for the second half of our basketball doubleheader. The boys varsity game coming up next. In the girls game completed just a few moments ago, if you weren't tuned in, the Freeman Lady Falcons came from behind late in the fourth quarter to tie it up, pushed the game into overtime, and Freeman ended up with the win tonight over Auburn, 54-47. That was your final in overtime. Another final we have for you in girls basketball. Johnson Brock over Tri-County tonight, 52-23. The final of that one, 52-23. Johnson Brock with the win. A final at Humboldt tonight in girls basketball. The Sacred Heart Irish defeated HTRS 47-35 was the final. Those are all girls varsity finals. Going on right now, Johnson Brock is trailing Tri-County after one quarter, 14-10. Tri-County over Johnson Brock in boys varsity basketball. Coming up shortly in Humboldt, the Sacred Heart boys and the HTRS boys. That game being heard over on KTMC. Here at Freeman, as we said, it's the Auburn Bulldog boys and the Freeman Falcons as we're getting set for boys varsity action.
Our presenting sponsor for tonight's broadcast is Verna Implement Company, your Case IH dealer in Humboldt, Nebraska. See them for parts, sales, and service. Verna Implement Company also serving you from 5 additional locations in Northeast Kansas.
We'll take a 2-minute timeout here and come back and look at the starting lineup for the boys varsity game right after this 2-minute break on Sunny 101.3.
Jim's Country Meats has deep family values. They are a USDA-inspected meat processing plant providing their customers with quality custom meats and award-winning sausages. Den has won awards for his products at state, national, and even internationally. Call Den's Country Meats at 402-839-4635 to schedule your next beef, pork, or deer processing. Or stop in for some of those award-winning sausages in a variety of flavors. Den's Country Meats in Table Rock.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well-equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
At Lundsman Realty, we provide you with the expertise, exposure, and care you deserve. We can handle all your real estate needs. If you're considering buying or selling a home, farm, business, or acreage, give us a call. With this fast-paced, ever-changing real estate market, hire Lundsman Realty to work for you. We're members of the Great Plains and Midlands Regional MLS, and we'd love the opportunity to earn your business. Call or click LundsmanRealty.com or find us on Facebook. Lundsman Realty. Simplified, satisfied, sold, an equal housing opportunity.
Julie Sadoff, physical therapist from Johnson County Hospital. We have a wide array of professionals for your physical, occupational, and speech therapy needs. Our professionals have a full circle approach, being able to assist within the hospital, the home, and outpatient clinic. Certified in lymphedema, pelvic floor, surgical and non-surgical orthopedic conditions, Parkinson's disease, dry needling, and cognitive assessments. Call us, Johnson County Hospital Therapy Department, at 402-335-6400, where you'll be in the hands of the best.
Sunny 101.3.
Well, before we broke away for commercial, we gave you a scoring update on the Johnson Brock Tri-County boys game. After one quarter, Tri-County was leading Johnson Brock 14-10. We now have a halftime score. Tri-County was held scoreless in the second quarter. At the half, Johnson Brock leading Tri-County 21-14. So an 11-0 run in the second quarter for the Johnson Brock boys. Let's take a look now at the starting lineup for this boys varsity contest coming up. First for the Auburn Bulldogs, they're going with Brenton Wenzel. He's a sophomore. Cameron Leslie a junior. Mav Binder is a senior, and Mav had 21 points in the game I did last week at Elmwood Murdoch. Peyton Moten is a senior, and Nixon Ligori rounds out the starting five. He's a junior for Coach Jim and Jackson Weeks. They are listed as co-head coaches. Dalton, let's take a look at the Freeman starters.
Starters for the Freeman Falcons, Easton Buss, he is a sophomore. Hudson Petrovsky, he is a junior. Hayden Jennings, he is a senior. senior. Owen Buss, a sophomore. And Colby Mahler, he is a senior and coached by Jim McLaughlin.
They are 4-1 on the season. You've got some data there on those teams and how they performed thus far this year.
Yep. Auburn boys, they're 3-0. They defeated Plattsmith last week, 53-37. Also have wins over Malcolm and Elmwood Murdoch. Freeman boys are 4-1. They defeated HRF on Tuesday, 47-25. They also have wins over Fall City, Sutton, and Palmyra, and their only losses to Fillmore Central.
Well, with this screaming PA system, we're going to step aside. We'll take a 30-second break. Be back in half a minute on Sunny 101.3.
Auburn State Bank has Connect Online and mobile banking, a personal finance tool. You can pay bills, transfer funds between accounts, view checking images, secure messaging, deposit checks with a picture, get account alerts, and real-time balances. Sign up for Connect, the easiest way to manage your checking or savings account. Get Connect at Auburn State Bank and use Connect on your mobile device or computer. Visit auburnstatebank.com for details. Member FDIC.
This is Sunny 101.3.
I'm Randy Gatula. That's Dalton Knippelmeyer next to me here at Freeman High School. We're getting set now to meet the starting lineup for the Freeman Falcons. And, boy, this announcer gets into it.
Wow.
Good
job.
Want to remind you, we'll have more basketball coming up for you next week on Tuesday night. I'll be traveling out to Tri-County with the Sacred Heart Irish for a girl-boy doubleheader. That game will be heard on our sister station, KTNC. Then next Thursday night, December 21st, I'll be right back here at Freeman with Johnson County Central for a girl-boy doubleheader. That's coming up on Thursday night, December 21st. And then that will wrap up our pre-holiday basketball coverage. We'll resume coverage of high school basketball on January 2nd when I'll be traveling to Nebraska City for Central High School with the Johnson Brock Eagles girls and boys. That'll be my first opportunity to get a look at the Johnson Brock kids this year. Looking forward to that coming up on the 2nd of January. We're about ready to jump it up here. In the center circle will be Cameron Leslie, the junior, in there to jump it up for the Bulldogs. For the Falcons, stepping into the center circle is Colby Mahler. Mahler, a 6'2 senior. Again, it'll be Wenzel, Leslie, Finder, Bowden, and Ligori on the floor for Auburn. Buss, Petroski, along with Jennings, Owen Buss, and Colby Mahler. Here's a tip controlled by the Bulldogs. Maverick Binder with the basketball at the top of the circle. Binder works to the left side of the free throw circle, top of the key. Gives the ball up to Nixon Ligori. Inside the paint is Wenzel. Boy, they're very active here. Binder running a weave at the top of the key. Wenzel for three from the corner right side. Off the rim, doesn't go. Rebound brought down under the basket by Peyton Bowden. The pass across, shot is up and good. Nixon Ligori. Ligori with the first 2 points of the ballgame. Auburn on top, 2-0. Opening second, 7:30 to play here in the first quarter. Down court quickly for the Freeman Falcons. Comes the basketball to the left side, almost tipped away. Grabbing the loose ball is Colby Mahler. Mahler tries to go inside the paint, flips it out to Petroski. This is Easton Buss, spin move. Buss, underhanded, is up and off, no good. Brent Wenzel with the rebound. Outlet pass to Maverick Binder. He'll bring it across the timeline. Man-to-man defense by the Freeman Falcons. Binder at the top of the circle. In the paint. Driving layup. Binder off the glass. No whistle and a foul. We'll put Maverick Binder at the line. He'll be shooting two shots. Who's it on? Waiting to see. Easton Buss, I believe.
Yeah, that's correct. Foul's on Easton Buss. His first personal, first team foul for Freeman.
Free throw is up and good. For Binder, Maverick Binder makes the first free throw, makes it 3-0 Auburn. Binder has a second free throw coming up. He got the second one also. I mentioned Matt Binder had 21 points in that one. He had it really falling for him up there at Murdoch. In the forecourt is Easton Buss with the basketball. He feeds to the right side to Mahler. Back to Easton Buss at the top of the key. We got two of the Buss boys out there. Owen Buss also. Falling fall-away jump shot in the paint, up and off, no good by Hudson Petroski. Couldn't get it. The rebound comes down to the Bulldogs. Peyton Bowden with the defensive board. Into forecourt, Nixon Ligori to the near right side to Bowden. Bowden backs it back up to Mav Binder. Binder guarded carefully here by Hayden Jennings.
feeds to the right side. Binder for three, right side off the iron, no. Tries to chase it from going out of bounds, but it lands on the end line, and the basketball goes back over to the Freeman Falcons. 4-0, your score, Auburn on top, 6:20 to play in the first quarter here at Adams, Nebraska. Freeman with the basketball on the dribble. Hudson Vitroski to the left elbow, gives it down into Easton Buss. Easton Buss at the free throw line. Across to the right side, Hayden Jennings in the paint. Finds Vitroski again with it. Vitroski now goes in. Oh, big collision. Layup, no whistle. Man, they're letting him play.
I kind of like that no call there. Those,
wow.
They were both leaning the.
All right, Binder other. Back the other direction in a hurry for Auburn. Binder takes it all the way in for a driving lay it up and good. He just left them standing there counting their change when he went around the defender. Binder's got 4 points. It's 6-0. Auburn on top. 5:42 to play first quarter. With the basketball is Hudson Vitroski. Vitroski works to the right side. I remember watching Hudson play as a freshman out there.
I played against him.
Yeah, he was starting as a freshman. At the top of the circle, Hayden Jennings with the ball. Boy, they're letting them bounce off of each other inside. Lots of contact in the paint. Baseline in the corner. Owen Buss handles the ball now. Back to Vitroski at the top of the key. Vitroski to the corner. Mahler for a long three. Misses everything. Vitroski, follow shot. Put back. Up and good for Hudson Vitroski. 5:09 to go here in the first quarter. 6-2. That's the first 2 points of the ball game for the Freeman Falcons. Maverick Binder again in the paint. Bounce pass underneath. Feeds it underneath the basket. A whistle and a foul is called as Cameron Leslie tries to go up with a shot. We're going to put Leslie at the line. He'll be shooting two shots. Who's this one going to be on?
It's on Hudson Vitroski, his first personal, second team for Freeman.
Cameron Leslie at the line to shoot two shots for the junior. The first one is up and good. Leslie hits that one. Auburn a perfect 3-for-3 from the charity stripe thus far in the ballgame. We've played 3 minutes. 5 minutes to go here in the first quarter. 7-2 our score if you're just joining us. Auburn out with an early lead. Cameron Leslie ready for his second free throw attempt. This shot is on the way up, and it is off the right side. Doesn't go. The ball is safe from going out of bounds. Tipped in. Well, a shot is up and good by Peyton Bowden. What a job. Bowden was in the right place at the right time, and the ball was tipped back into him. All he had to do was lay it off the glass. 9-2. Auburn up by 7. 4:45 to go here in the first quarter. Working to the right side of the basket. That's Hayden Jennings. He got in trouble down in traffic underneath. Up to Owen Buss at the top of the key. Back to Jennings it comes. Jennings guarded by Binder. Goes to Vitroski with the pass. Wenzel there with Vitroski. Dribbles in. Wenzel tipped the ball away as he goes up with a shot. A whistle and a foul. Brent Wenzel's going to get tagged for that one.
That is his first personal first team for Auburn.
Hudson Vitroski will be at the line to shoot two shots here for the Falcons. 9-2 your score. Auburn with the early lead. Vitroski, he's a junior. Seems like he's been playing here forever already. First shot is up and good. He'll have a second shot coming. Maybe Hudson was a starter as a freshman.
Maybe it's because his brother's my age.
Yeah.
He's played too.
Yeah, heard that Vitroski name a lot here the last few years. Second shot is up and off. No good for Hudson. Couldn't get that one. The rebound comes down to the Bulldogs. Matt Binder down court with a dribble. Binder, left side of the lane. Spin move, wanted to go into the paint, couldn't get there. Out to Wenzel, open look, three, Wenzel, nope, off the rim. Ball tipped around. Nitch and Liguori down there battling for that loose basketball. Coming up with it is Kobe Mahler. Mahler with the outlet pass to Vitroski. Vitroski to the left side, Easton Buss. Easton Buss into the paint, kicks it to the right side. In the paint, here's a shot that's up and good. That one put in by Owen Buss. Owen's first 2 points of the ball game. It's 9-5. The Auburn lead is 4 with 3:53 to go in the first quarter. Maverick Binder on the dribble to the right side. Gives it to Nixon Liguori. Between the legs dribble, Liguori kicks it to the top of the key. Wenzel, spin move in traffic. Oh, nice feed from Wenzel underneath. He found Peyton Moten for the easy two. The reverse layup, give Wenzel the assist. 3:35 to go first quarter, 11-5. Auburn up by 6. With the ball, this is Owen Buss. Owen Buss to the right side, gives to Vitroski in the paint. Driving layup, up and off, no good. Good defense there. Effort by Cameron Leslie. Auburn gets the rebound, and Matt Binder will push it down court. Maverick Binder is out on the left wing with the ball, now penetrates to the top of the free throw circle. Comes up to the top of the key to Peyton Bowden. Nixon Liguori in the corner on the right side. Liguori gives it up to Binder. Open look, Matt Binder for three. In and out of there. Rebound. Try for the follow shot. Ball is tipped away out of bounds and knocked out of the hands of Peyton Bowden. It'll stay with the Bulldogs.
We got a substitute in for Freeman.
Trevor Reed comes in for Hayden Jennings.
So Reed, a 6-foot junior, into the ballgame, replacing Jennings. 3 minutes to play here in the first quarter. 11-5, Auburn up by 6. Wenzel with the basketball, hands to Binder. Binder takes the left-handed dribble, now drives to the right side baseline. He got trapped down there at the top of the key. Come back up, spin move. This is Wenzel. Driving layup, got it. I don't know how he did that. Brent Wenzel went down between defenders. 2:37 to go here in the first quarter. 13-5, an 8-point lead now for Auburn. With the basketball is Colby Mahler. A cross-court pass. They come back to Easton Bus with the ball. Easton between the legs dribble, right side of the lane. Kicks it to Petroski. He holds the ball on the right wing to Easton Bus. Tries to drive the baseline on the right side of the basket. Backs into the paint. Comes out to the near side to Owen Bus with the pass. Easton Bus for three from the right side. It's off, no good. The ball is tipped around. It's loose on the floor. A scramble. Everybody diving after. Where's the whistle? We get a whistle as they're scrambling around on the floor. It looked like an NFL pile going after a fumble, didn't it?
McLaughlin put some size in here for Freeman.
All right. Who we got checking in?
Aiden Glenn. He's a 6'5 junior.
Aiden Glenn, 6'5 and a junior, checking in. 13-5, Auburn on top. Freeman with the basketball. This is Owen Bus. Petroski, spin move in the paint. Couldn't get away from Binder. Binder with some good defense there on Petroski, not giving up the shot. This is Easton Bus trying to penetrate. Kicks it to the corner on the left side. Trevor Reed back up to Petroski. Around the horn, right elbow, Owen Bus with the ball. Now timeout's going to be taken on the floor with a minute 44 to go in the first quarter. Auburn on top, 13-5. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
For over 80 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has served the unique needs of the ag industry. As members of your community, we get to know you and your operation, providing coverage for your farm, ranch, machinery, livestock, and so much more. Find out why we're the number one ag insurer. It's your future. Let's protect it.
See Jake or Tasha Arm Connect on 19th Street in Auburn or in Falls City, your local Farm Bureau agents.
Number one ag insurer across our 8-state territory. 2018 SNL PNC Group Direct Written Premium.
This is Sunny 101.3.
We welcome you back to Adams, Nebraska, Freeman High School. Randy Gatula, along with Dalton Knippelmeyer here at Freeman High. Ray Penning is our producer-engineer for tonight's presentation of high school basketball here on Sunny 101.3. As we move back to live action, Auburn up 13-5 with a minute 44 to play. Ball is going to be stolen away. Bulldogs with a steal on the inbound pass, driving, laying up, and good. Peyton Bowden with the steal. He took it coast-to-coast all the way down between two defenders, laid it off the glass, dropped it in, and suddenly the lead is 10, 15-5. Auburn's biggest lead of the ballgame with a minute 25 to go here in the first quarter. 15-5. Now on the attack offensively, Owen Bus kicks it out to the right side, a long three that's up and off, no good. Players chasing after the ball. They almost got the photographer on the baseline in the corner. And the basketball is going to belong to Auburn. There's another sub in for Freeman into the ballgame. Colby Mahler back into the contest, replacing the big man, Aiden Glantz. Glantz sets out. Now Auburn with a 10-point lead, 15-5, a minute 12 to go in the quarter. Maverick Binder being challenged by Bus defensively. Binder, spin move, goes around him. Whistle and a foul is going to be called on Owen Bus, I believe.
This is first personal, team's third for Freeman.
Clock is down to a minute 6 to go here in this first quarter. Auburn up by 10. Bulldogs with the basketball. They inbound it. Nixon Liguori with the dribble. Liguori is it to Wenzel. Wenzel in traffic. Oh, he's double-teamed in there. Now he gets the ball off, and a shot is up and good. Getting the basket is Cameron Leslie. Brenton Wenzel with his second assist of the night. He gave a gift a minute ago and handed it off again. 17-5. It's a 12-point lead for Auburn. There's a steal. Wenzel tipped it away, grabbing the loose basketball. Cameron Leslie, outlet to Binder. Binder into forecourt, into the corner, right side with the ball. And here's a shot from the corner, up and good for three. That's Cameron Leslie, Nixon Liguori. Liguori hits the three from the corner. 24 seconds to go here in the period, and suddenly a 15-point lead for the Bulldogs. 20-5 your score. With the ball is Owen Bus. Bus on the left wing with it. A cross-court pass to the far side to Easton Bus. Now Bus hands it to Petrosky. 10 seconds. They're apparently going to be content to play for one here. Down by 15. In the corner with it, Trevor Reed. Underneath, Reed for the driving layup. Got it. Nice move. They got it to Reed before the buzzer. After one quarter, the Auburn Bulldogs lead the Freeman Falcons 20-7, our score. We're back in 1 minute on Sunny 101.3.
Prime Healthcare believes quality care starts in your own communities with family taking care of family. The trained and compassionate staff will make your loved one feel right at home and set your mind at ease knowing your loved one is in good hands. Prime Healthcare offers long and short-term care and rehabilitation therapy. Contact Oregon Care Center in Oregon, Pleasant View Center in Rockport, or Tiffany Heights in Mound City to schedule a tour, meet the team, and let our Prime family become a little part of your family. Auburn Auto Center, your one-stop service center for auto repair, tires, brakes, tune-ups, alignments, and much more, wants to wish everyone a successful and safe school year. Stop in or call 402-274-4947 to schedule an oil change and complete inspection by their AFC-certified mechanic. The staff at Auburn Auto Center wants to make sure everyone is ready to celebrate the big win. Auburn Auto Center, 2314 J Street, Auburn, Nebraska.
This is Sunny, 101.3.
Randy Gatula, Dalton Knippelmeyer back with you here at Freeman High School. Well, the Bulldogs managed to open up a 15-point advantage there momentarily. They led it 20-5. Now after one quarter, they're up 20-7, and the Bulldogs have the first possession of the second period. Inbound the pass to Maverick Binder. Binder, a cross-court pass on the far side. Nixon Liguori back to Wenzel it comes. Looking for Liguori on the baseline. Couldn't get it there. Again, Binder handling the basketball. There's Wenzel in traffic. Boy, he penetrates and feeds it underneath to Liguori. Liguori's shot is up and good, and Wenzel with another assist. Liguori got the bucket. Nixon Liguori with the gift. Thank you. I'll tell you, they ought to buy Brendan Wenzel a chocolate milkshake or something when this is over. Wenzel just hands out gifts under there.
They're making a stop at the jet stop.
He does a great job of penetrating into the lane when the defense collapses on him. He feeds it to his teammate. Here's a long three from the corner up and off for Freeman. Doesn't go. Rebound. Binder. Fast break. Takes it in. Oh, he couldn't get the lay-in. The ball is rebound. Follow shot. Liguori is there. Nixon Liguori already has 9 points in the ball game. Timeout taken. Freeman, 7:06 to play in the first half. It's 24-7. Auburn on top. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair of Falls City handles anything that comes their way, from oil changes to complete engine rebuilds. Your truck and tractor equals their passion, and repair is their satisfaction. So keep calm and call Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair to keep trucking and tractoring on. Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair in Falls City,
402-245-2908. Sunny 101.3.
Our presenting sponsor for tonight's broadcast is Bruna Implement Company, your Case IH dealer in Humboldt, Nebraska. See them for parts sales and service. Bruna Implement Company also serving you from 5 additional locations in Northeast Kansas.
Well, with 7:06 to play here in the second quarter and Auburn up 24-7, Coach Jim McLaughlin has seen enough. He took a full timeout to try and settle his kids down here because Auburn just at this point kind of blowing them right out of here.
Auburn just put their first sub in too. Lance Binder checks into the game for them.
So Lance Binder, he's a junior, onto the floor. Freeman has the basketball out of the timeout. Hudson Petrosky to the near side to Easton Bus. Bus beats it back into the corner. Petrosky now a whistle. And what do we got? A foul on the baseline?
Foul on Peyton Bowden. It's his first personal team first for Auburn.
So it'll be Freeman's basketball. They'll trigger it in on the baseline under their own basket. Inbounding it is Trevor Reed.
Reed brings it to the top of the circle to Hudson Petroski to the near side of the corner, Owen Buss. Owen Buss feeds back to Petroski. He wants to penetrate. Binder just won't give him any ground in the paint. Those two are having quite a battle of it here. Now trying to drive is Owen Buss on the right side. His shot is up. It's going to be blocked away, but a whistle and a foul is going to be called on the Bulldogs, and we're going to put Owen Buss at the line where he'll be shooting two shots.
Fouls on Brent Wenzel, his second personal, second team for Auburn.
At the free throw line will be Owen Buss shooting two. 24-7, Auburn is up, 6:37 to play here in the first half. Owen Buss, a 5'8 sophomore. First free throw is on the way, off the back iron, bounced out, wouldn't stay down for it. Got some subs in. Who's coming in for Auburn?
Nixon Ligori is in for Brent Wenzel. Wenzel has two fouls. And Trevor Reed checks in for Easton Buss for Freeman.
Owen Buss, second free throw is up. It's off also, and the Bulldogs come down with the rebound. Good job under there pulling down that board by Peyton Bowden. Here comes Maverick Binder to set the offense against this man-to-man defense. Binder, a cross-court pass to the left side, down to in the corner, Nixon Ligori. Ligori up to Lance Binder now with the basketball. Lance Binder to Maverick Binder. Thanks, Coach, putting both Binders in at once to keep that straight. Here's Lance Binder for three from the corner, short off the front of the rim, and the rebound is brought down by Owen Buss. Owen Buss, outlet pass, Petroski. Petroski had it tipped away. The ball is loose, safe from going out of bounds in the corner. Great job down
off
there.
The face there
by Hayden Jennings, right off the face, into the corner on the right side. That's a... Colby Muller driving, jump shot up and good in the paint for Colby Muller. His first 2 points of the night makes it 24-9. The lead is back to 15 with 5:46 to play here in the first half in the second quarter. Maverick Binder flips it to the left wing into the corner, Peyton Bowden. Now Nixon Ligori with the ball. Ligori, spin move, top of the key, Maverick Binder. Right side, Lance Binder passes up the shot. He had an open look, decided not to take it. Now Maverick Binder with the basketball once again. Maverick Binder into the corner to Lance Binder. Lance to the near side, Maverick Binder with the ball. Maverick at the free throw line. Had it tipped away, got it back. He was double teamed for a moment. Now to Peyton Bowden. Bowden in the paint. He has a dribble away. With the steal is Trevor Reed. Trevor Reed bounced pass, tried to feed it to his teammate Hudson Petroski. Petroski hammer away at each other. Petroski lowering the shoulder on Maverick Binder, not once but twice on that approach. We're talking lowering the shoulder and boom, even using the forearm. And the ball ends up going out of bounds with no fouls called. It's going to belong to Freeman.
Sub in here for Auburn. Brent Wenzel checks in for Lance Binder.
Freeman will inbound it. They're letting them play. I'm not saying it's one way or the other. They're letting them have at it on both ends here.
I feel like they call it a lot tighter in the girls' game.
Owen is going to inbound the pass, tosses it up to Hudson Petroski. Petroski wants to drive to the paint again. Now, having laying up off, that doesn't go. That shot put up by Hayden Jennings, and the rebound down to the Bulldogs. Coach Jim Weeks up, shouting instructions at his point guard, Maverick Binder. As Binder brings the ball down the court to Peyton Bowden. Wenzel's going to try his magic again. Goes inside the lane with it, draws the defense, comes back to Maverick Binder. Wenzel in the corner, left side. There he goes. The ball dribbled away with the steal. Hudson Petroski, breakaway layup. Petroski got it. Hudson Petroski has 5 points in the ball game, and it makes it 24-11. The lead is 13. Auburn led by as much as 17 a few moments ago when they were up 24-7. 4 minutes, 12 seconds to go. Here's a driving layup up and good by Binder. Is the basket going to count?
Yeah, it will. It should.
Okay, Binder got the lay-in. Yep. Matt Binder and the and-one coming. He was fouled.
See, that foul is on Owen Buss, his second personal, first team.
Matt Binder is 2-for-2 from the free throw line thus far tonight. He has 6 points in the ballgame. Another sub coming into the ballgame.
Lance Binder checks in for Brent Wenzel for Auburn.
All right, the and-one by Matt Binder is up and good. Binder now with 7 points in the contest. And it's a 16-point lead once again at 27-11 as we near the four-minute mark here in the first half in the second quarter. Freeman just slowing things down a little bit now. Hudson Petroski with a bounce pass to Muller. Muller at the top of the circle, dribbles around the key off to the right wing. Baseline left side, trying to get to the basket is Easton Buss. He can't get there. Flips it back to Petroski. Here's Muller with a long three that's off the back of the iron. That's Binder over there battling between two defenders. They had Binder sandwiched in between them. He got the worst end of it, but the foul is going to be called on Freeman.
Foul's on Trevor Reed, first personal, second team.
So it'll be Auburn's basketball. Lance Binder once again leads the ball game. Who can we bring back in here, Wenzel?
He checked back in for Lance Binder.
All right. Maverick Binder with the ball. Maverick Binder circles around the key, right side of the lane, gives it to Wenzel for an open look three that's off the back of the rim and doesn't go. Pulling down the rebound is Trevor Reed. Reed with the basketball gives off to Petroski. He'll come down in a hurry. Petroski kicks it to the left side to Mahler. Top of the key, it comes up to Jennings. He can't hit the shot. Ball tipped away. Touch last by Matt Binder. It'll stay with Freeman. 3 minutes, 16 seconds to play first half, 27-11. Auburn has dominated this thing from the get-go. They were up 20-7 after one quarter, and now they have a 16-point advantage with a little more than 3 minutes to go in the half. Spin move by Reed. Ball got away from him. He's lucky to come up with that one in the corner. Went off the foot of Easton Buss. Now they do turn it over, and they'll give the ball back to Auburn with 3:10 to go here in the first half. Again, 27-11 our score.
Brent Wenzel comes back in for Lance Binder.
Inbound the pass to Maverick Binder. Peyton Bowden tosses it into him. Binder quickly across the timeline, wants to set the offense up in a hurry. Maverick Binder, he's in traffic, kicks it out. Open look, Wenzel. Wenzel passed up the shot. Now flips it to the corner for Nixon Liguori for a long three that doesn't go, and the rebound is pulled down by Hayden Jennings. Jennings, outlet pass Petroski. Petroski kicks it into the corner. Ball is loose. Driving lay-in up and good. Nice move to the basket by Trevor Reed, the 6-foot junior. Reed's got 4 points. He also draws a foul. He got the basket, and he'll have the and one coming here.
See, this foul's on. It is on Cameron Leslie. His first personal, team third for Auburn.
Trevor Reed at the free throw line. He's got 4 points so far tonight. This will be his first attempt at the charity stripe. Trevor Reed takes aim. Free throw is up. It's good. So Freeman trying to battle back to at least feel like they've got a chance at a comeback here, maybe in the second half. They're back within 13 points now, trailed by as much as 17. 2:35 to go in the first half. Wenzel in traffic. And I'm going to call him for a travel that time. One thing that happens, every time Wenzel moves into the paint, he's got three defenders on him. Well, if there's three guys on Brent Wenzel,
one of them's open.
Somebody's open. And he usually does a pretty good job of finding who that somebody is.
He's got a couple really neat nifty assists.
Yeah, 2:25 to go now in the first half. Again, 27-14. Auburn up by 13. Petroski on the dribble. Binder comes out to challenge him. Here's Petroski driving layup. Didn't get it. They're going to get Binder for a foul. That might be on the floor. Let's see here.
I think he's shooting.
Yep, they're going to have him shoot too.
Foul is on Matt Binder. First personal, team fourth for Auburn.
So at the free throw line, Hudson Petroski, he's one out of two from the line tonight, has 5 points in the ballgame. This free throw is up and good. Now made two out of three from the line. That pulls Freeman back within 12 at 27-15. And back into the ballgame now for Auburn is Nixon Liguori. He started the contest.
One thing I've noticed here is that both these teams are not deep at all. Play about six people.
Petroski's second free throw is off, no good, but the rebound comes down to Freeman. Petroski gets the ball back to the left wing. Top of the circle, kicks it out to the corner. Long three, bounces off, hit the top of the backboard. The rebound is pulled down by Peyton Bowden. Bowden outlet pass to Maverick Binder. 27-15. Auburn up by 12 with a minute 53 to go here. Into the corner, deep baseline right side, handling the ball is Nixon Liguori. Liguori goes to Wenzel. Wenzel goes in for a driving layup. Four players collapsed on him. All kinds of contact. My goodness. The ball does not go, needless to say. Ends up going out of bounds. The basketball is going to belong to Freeman with a minute 40 to play here in the first half. Petroski down court to set it up. Petroski, top of the circle. Right side of the three-point arc now. Wanted to go to the corner now. Dribbles into the paint. Kicks it out to Owen Buss. Buss trying to move at the free throw line. Great defense there by the Bulldogs, staying right on him. Buss just cannot get away from Cameron Leslie. Now here's a three from the right elbow that's tipping off no good. The ball is tipped around and coming down with a rebound under the basket is Mav Binder. 1:09 to go here. In the first half, 27-15, Auburn by 12. Matt Binder with the dribble. Being double-teamed out near midcourt. Boy, they're all over him. Now we get contact and a whistle, and the foul is going to be called.
See who it's on. It is on Owen Buss's third personal, team third.
Only the third team foul. Less than a minute to go now. 57 seconds to play here in the first half. Auburn with the 12-point lead. They may slow it down and play for one. I'm not sure what Coach Weeks' instructions he's given them here. 45 seconds to go. Yep, that's what they're going to do. They're going to slow it down up by 12 and just play for one. Maverick Binder, bounce back into the corner. Ball tipped away, knocked out of bounds by Hayden Jennings. 38 seconds to go here in this first half. The Auburn Bulldogs leading the Freeman Falcons 27-15. Auburn just jumped on them early. Had them down by 13 at the end of the first quarter.
I think Freeman was a little shocked.
Yeah. Bulldogs basketball. Inbound to Maverick Binder. Binder's being defended by Trevor Reed. The two of them all by themselves out near midcourt. Man-to-man defense. Everybody else is down under the basket. Trevor Reed and Maverick Binder. Binder's going to have to be careful here. They break contact to get the five-second call. Now Binder just backs out. Trevor Reed's not coming after him. Down to 13 seconds, 12 seconds. Maverick Binder wiping his hands on the bottom of his shoes. Now we have a foul. That was interesting.
I think it was just so they couldn't get something going, but I'm not. Yeah.
Yeah, that foul is going to be called on Trevor Reed. He just went up and grabbed Binder. I'm not sure what the point was in that.
Could tell you.
Inbound to Binder. 6 seconds, 5 seconds. Binder, top of the circle, moves to the right side, goes to the corner. Fall away jump shot. Binder couldn't get it at the buzzer, but at the half, the Auburn Bulldogs are leading the Freeman Falcons. Our halftime lead, Auburn 27 and Freeman 15. We'll take a 2-minute break. Be back with a halftime show. We'll take a look at the individual scoring and let you know how that went after this 2-minute timeout on Sunny 101.3.
Tis the season to be jolly. It's also the season for stress, flu, icy sidewalks, and a whole lot of other things that can ruin your holidays. I'm Ryan Larson, and on behalf of the physicians and staff of Community Medical Center and Family Medicine Clinics, I'd like to wish you and your family a joyful and prosperous new year. We also wish you a safe and healthy holiday season. If you need us, we're happy to help keep you well or to get you back on your feet. Otherwise, we hope to see you at home for the holidays.
Families doing business today at the Citizens Bank and Trust of Rockport and Mound City have been doing so for generations. As a new customer, you, too, will feel like one of the family when the friendly staff helps you with your first checking or savings account, business or personal loans, or other financial needs. Visit Citizens Bank and Trust of Rockport or Mound City, Missouri, and let them help you with all your financial needs. Member FDIC, an equal opportunity lender.
Right now, new and current customers can get any phone for free at U.S. Cellular, so you can connect with all your family members this holiday season. You can even call your aunt, who always makes you talk to your cousin, who's a dog. Or, you know, maybe just send her a festive text. Get the gift of connection at U.S. Cellular. Get any phone free today. U.S. Cellular, built for us. Terms apply. Visit uscellular.com for details.
We value human connection with fewer distractions. U.S. Cellular, built for us. Visit your U.S. Cellular authorized agent, A1 Cellular, located at 1015 Central Avenue in Auburn. Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Halftime show is presented by Highland Community College. They're close to home but far from death. You can learn more at highlandcc.edu.
All right, our halftime score, 27-15. The Auburn Bulldogs up by 12. Taking a look at the individual numbers, first for Freeman, Hudson Petroski with 6 points. Trevor Reed has 5. 2 points for Owen Buss and 2 points for Kobe Muller for their total of 15. From the free throw line, the Freeman Falcons made 3 out of 7 from the charity stripe. Individual scoring for the Bulldogs, Nixon Liguori leads the way. He has 9 at halftime. Mav Binder with 7. Peyton Bowden has 6. 3 points at halftime for Cameron Leslie and Brenton Wenzel with 2 for their total of 27. From the free throw line, Auburn hit 80%, 4 out of 5 from the free throw line for the Auburn Bulldogs from the charity stripe.
Our halftime show this evening has been presented by Highland Community College. At Highland Community College, they're close to home but far from debt. Learn more at highlandcc.edu.
Some other scores to share with you at halftime. The Sacred Heart Irish boys are leading HTRS. The halftime score, Sacred Heart 22, HTRS 11. In the girls' game played earlier tonight over on KTNC, Sacred Heart with the win over HTRS. The final on that one was 47-35. Our girls' game here at Freeman earlier tonight ended in overtime. Freeman with the win over Auburn. 54-47 was that final in overtime. Out at Tri-County, the Johnson-Brock girls got the win over Tri-County, 52-23. And after three quarters, Johnson-Brock's boys are leading Tri-County, 30-20 is our score after three quarters.
Our presenting sponsor for tonight's broadcast is Bruna Implement Company, your Case IH dealer in Humboldt, Nebraska. See them for parts, sales, and service. Bruna Implement Company also serving you from 5 additional locations in Northeast Kansas.
All right, our producer-engineer, Ray Penning, is standing by back of the Sunny 101.3 studios. Ray, here's your chance to shine. We want 2 minutes of important sponsor information. Update us with the weather forecast. Another 2 minutes, and we'll be back with third quarter action here on Sunny 101.3.
Are you needing roof or gutter repair? David Rigger, a Fall City native and owner of Midwest Homes and Restoration, has you covered. They provide residential and commercial wind and hail damage restoration, as well as replacing aging roofs and guttering. Midwest Homes and Restoration proudly serves as your local company in Nebraska, Iowa, Missouri, and Kansas. To get the job done right, call David at 402-817-0606 for a free estimate right away. That's Midwest Homes and Restoration of Mound City.
Glass. It's our window to the world. So when you need new glass installation, glass repair, or replacement, just think of one name, Jim Hills in Fall City. Yes, we've all seen the red truck out and about in the area for many years. That's Jim Hills doing high-quality residential, commercial, and auto glass work. Many years of service and satisfied customers attest that they do it right. So for your next glass project, call Jim Hills at 402-245-4444 at 1619 Chase Street in Fall City, Nebraska.
Tis the season to be jolly and safe. With safety in mind, Nemaha County Hospital reminds you to cherish the moments of the holidays responsibly. Please avoid drinking and driving for your safety and for those around you. Plan ahead and designate a sober driver for holiday gatherings to ensure everyone gets home safely. Let's make memories that last, not regret. Nemaha County Hospital wishes you a safe and happy holiday season.
Hard to believe we're already packing away combines and grain carts. Harvest is behind us, but before you put everything away for the off-season, Bruna Implement, your local Case IH dealer, invites you to take advantage of special financing, cash discount, or prepay options with their winter service special. Schedule today to be ready to go when the next season rolls around. Bruna Implement, your local Case IH dealer, with locations in Washington, Clay Center, Marysville, Hiawatha, Seneca, and Humboldt, Nebraska.
Weatherology meteorologist Megan Mulford with your weather for the tri-state area. Isolated rain showers likely tonight, otherwise cloudy skies expected. Lows level off around 37. Winds out of the north 5 to 10 miles an hour. Cloudy skies expected again tomorrow. Slight chance for isolated rain showers. High temperatures reach up to 42. Lows dip down to about 25. Tomorrow night, mainly clear. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm staff meteorologist Megan Mulford on Sunny 101.3.
Since 1991, Poppy Realty and Farm Management has been proud to be a local friend with knowledge in the real estate market. Brian Poppy is licensed in Kansas and Nebraska and a proud local community supporter while delivering exceptional and personalized service as the best resource in the area. That's why when you buy or sell, Poppy Realty can provide better support and reach just as many potential buyers as online or other firms. Learn more about Poppy Realty and their farm management services by visiting poppyrealty.com, because these decisions are more than just a transaction.
The answer is yes, SBS.
This is Lauren Henry. Got big dreams for your small business? You're not alone. SBS Insurance is a growing business, too. That's why we work with Nationwide, the number one small business insurer in the U.S. We can help protect and grow your business so you can focus on making your small business dreams come true. Give your local SBS Insurance agency a call today. Nationwide is on your side.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
Runza in Fall City is keeping it real. That's right, the difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sliced onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Fall City. They're keeping it real.
Heller Martial Arts in Fall City offers more than taekwondo, kickboxing, and Krav Maga defense classes. We can come to you for a self-defense seminar for your business group. Seminars can be tailored to your needs. You can also have your next birthday party at our location. Let us host and entertain. Call to find out more, 402-380-3383. That's Heller Martial Arts, 402-380-3383.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Once again, we welcome you back to Adams, Nebraska, Freeman High School, where it's halftime. The Auburn Bulldog boys leading the Freeman Falcons. Our halftime score, Auburn 27 and Freeman 15. Auburn up by 12 here at the half. They led by as much as 17 points at one point in the ball game when it was 24-7. We have a final now from Tri-County. In boys varsity basketball, the Johnson Brock Eagles got the win tonight over Tri-County. The final, Johnson Brock 40 and Tri-County 27. Also at Tri-County in that girls game, the final, Johnson Brock with the win. 52-23 was the final, Johnson Brock at Tri-County. I'll be going out to Tri-County next week with the Sacred Heart Irish. That'll be coming up Tuesday night, the 19th. And then next Thursday night on the 21st, I'll be right back here at Freeman with Johnson County Central and the Thunderbirds. And that ought to be a good matchup. Yeah. Johnson County Central,
yeah.
I did one of their games earlier this season. Well, you were with me.
Yeah, last Thursday.
Yeah, they beat Syracuse. And so that ought to be a good one again here next Thursday. And then that's going to wrap it up for our pre-holiday coverage. We'll be back on the air on January 2nd when Johnson Brock travels to Nebraska City to take on the Lord Central Catholic Knights.
Have fun on the drive to Tri-County next week.
Oh, yeah. You doing anything the 2nd of January?
I don't think so. I'll be here for break.
Might see you at a ball game.
Yeah.
All right, we move back to live action in the third quarter. Auburn will have the basketball. Bulldogs on their first possession. Nixon Liguori at the top of the circle. Pulls up for a three that hits the rim off. No good. Baller there with the rebound for Freeman. Freeman with a chance to chip away at this 12-point deficit. Petroski takes it all the way into the paint. Has the ball taken away from him by Maverick Binder. Binder just picked his pocket down there into the bucket. Binder gives to Wenzel. Look at the spin move Wenzel makes. That quickness. Couldn't get the follow, but the rebound to Hayden Jennings. Outlet pass from Jennings comes to Easton Buss into the corner. That's Mahler with the ball. Baller, fall away shot under the glass off. Up and good. Colby Mahler with a nice move to the basket. And the lead is down to 10 now, 27-17. Timeout taken by Auburn. We'll be back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Whether you're looking to save for a rainy day or retirement, Frontier Bank has you covered with a variety of investment options. Hurry in for a promotional rate of 5.25 APY on a 7-month or 13-month CD. A $10,000 minimum deposit is required. Stop in or visit frontier.bank for more information. Frontier Bank, a tradition of community banking. Member FDIC.
the Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Well, Auburn fans, Dalton and I were just talking off air here. This game is far from over. It's a 10-point ball game, 27-17. Auburn was up by as much as 17 points at 24-7. But since then, it's been a 10-3 run by Freeman, and they're trying to fight their way back into this. Bulldogs with the basketball. This is Matt Binder into forecourt. Man-to-man defense by Freeman. Wenzel comes to the left wing with it to Peyton Bowden. Bowden across court right side. Back to the baseline. Down deep on the right side of the basket is Nixon Ligori. He can't get inside the paint. Flips it up to Binder at the top of the key. Once again, Bowden almost had it tipped away. Wenzel chases the ball down. Wenzel goes to the corner. Peyton Bowden with a long three. That's off no good. The rebound to Mahler. Now with a chance to cut the lead to double single digits. Are the Freeman Falcons. Hudson Petroski working against Peyton Bowden. Gives out to Mahler. Here's a long three from the corner, up and off, no good. Player knocked to the floor, no whistle, ball is loose, everybody after it. Freeman comes out of there with it. They flip the ball out to Hayden Jennings. Jennings gives it up top to Owen Buss, to the near side to Easton Buss. Easton Buss wants to go to the baseline right side, goes inside the lane. Flips the ball out here to Hayden Jennings. Now Owen Buss lost a handle on it for a moment. The ball is loose, goes out of bounds. Players end up on the floor. It'll be Auburn's basketball. Wenzel won that battle. I'll tell you, Brenton Wenzel has the quickest feet and hands of any player I've seen in a while. I describe it as cat-like quickness here.
Sub in here for Auburn. Lance Binder checked in for Nixon Ligori.
5:56 to go here in the third quarter. Maverick Binder, right side, moves to the lane, lays it up. No, lots of contact, no whistle. Rebound comes right back to Maverick Binder. He feeds it to the corner, wants to go with a bounce pass inside. Nothing there for Cameron Leslie. Couldn't get it inside the paint. Goes back to Maverick Binder. Now Wenzel has the ball. Here he comes. Wenzel to Maverick Binder, left side. Maverick Binder, reverse lay-in, up and good. Boy, he went around the defender, made that look smooth. Maverick Binder with 9 points now. The lead is back to 12. That was kind of an important basket there for Auburn, not to let that lead get down to single digits. Mahler trying to back in on Bowden, can't get there. Clears it up top to Hayden Jennings. Jennings guarded by Wenzel. Over to Easton Buss. Easton Buss against Peyton Bowden in the one-on-one challenge. Back up top to Easton Buss around. Mahler for three from the right elbow off the iron. No, and there with the rebound. Coming down with it is Lance Binder. Lance Binder outlet pass to Maverick Binder. Maverick Binder takes it to the corner, kicks it to the top of the key. Wenzel, he passed up an open look three out there. Now it's going to be Binder for three from the corner right side. That doesn't go, but the rebound comes right down to Lance Binder. Now a three by Maverick Binder, top of the key. That won't go. And a whistle and a foul underneath the basket. I think it's going to go on Freeman.
Right. Trying to read his fingers. We can't see him.
Waiting for him to post
it's
it.
It's on
Mahler.
Yeah. Kobe Mahler, first personal, first team.
Auburn's basketball under the basket. Maverick Binder to inbound it on the baseline. Stands to the right side of his own backboard. Lobs it up to Lance Binder at the top of the key. Lance Binder gives off on the right side with it. Again, back to Maverick Binder. Maverick Binder wants a spin move in the paint. Can't get there. Kicks it out to Wenzel. Open look three. Wenzel off the glass. No, but the rebound chased down by Peyton Bowden in the corner. Flips it right back to Maverick Binder. They reset the offense. 29-17. Auburn up by 12. Trying to move is Peyton Bowden in traffic. Oh, threw the ball inside somehow. Wenzel comes up with it. Goes up with a shot that's blocked. Follow shot is up and got the basket and the one. He will be fouled. What a job by Brenton Wenzel. Persistence. He just stuck with it under there, got it to drop. The foul is going to be called on Easton Buss, his second personal, second team foul of the quarter on Freeman. And at the free throw line is Brenton Wenzel. Who subbed in here?
Next one, Ligori in for Lance Binder.
All right. Brenton Wenzel at the free throw line. Shot is up and good. He's got 5 points. Wenzel's fun to watch.
Yeah.
He's got a couple of uncles you might have heard of. Chad and Chris Kelsey.
That explains a lot.
Yeah, sure does. 4:01 to go here in the third quarter. 32-17 in the paint. No chance to go up with the basket. Spin move. They give it off on the right side. Here's a shot put up by Hayden Jennings. It doesn't fall, but a whistle and a foul. We're going to put Jennings at the line where he'll be shooting two shots.
I see who the foul is on. I think it's on Brenton Wenzel, his third personal.
first team for Auburn.
All right, at the free throw line, Hayden Jennings. He has not scored tonight. This is his first attempt from the line. The ball is up, bounces once or twice on the rim, but won't go down. He'll have another shot coming. I'll bet you Bristol Wenzel will hear about that, that we made mention of his uncles. Second free throw for Hayden Jennings is on the way. Short off the front of the rim. Missed them both on the rebound to Peyton Bowden. Outlet pass to Maverick Binder. 3:47 to go, third quarter. 32-17. The lead is 15 for the Bulldogs. Peyton Bowden on the right corner. Can't get there. Goes to Wenzel. Again, Wenzel with that quickness. They've got him tied up on the floor. This time they stole the ball from him. Coming out with it is Hayden Jennings. Down in a hurry. They give it to Buss. Petroski backs out. I was watching Jennings go sliding across the floor on the far side. Jennings, top of the key for three. Got it. Nice looking three-pointer by Hayden Jennings. His first points of the night from out on the left wing. Left elbow. Put it down. The lead is back down to 12 once again, 32-20, as we near the three-minute mark to play here in the third quarter. Auburn with a 12-point lead. Bowden comes to Maverick Binder. Again, finds Wenzel with it. Wenzel in the paint. Feeds underneath. Nope. Got tangled up and tackled. Ooh, he went down hard.
That jump ball before tackle.
Okay, possession arrow goes to Freeman with 2:54 to go in the third quarter. The lead is 12 for Auburn, 32-20. We're live tonight from Freeman High School here in Adams. I'm Randy Gatula. Calling your play-by-play, Dalton Knippelmeyer alongside on the color tonight. With the ball is Mauler. Colby Mauler with the basketball. Up to the top, gives off to Petroski. Petroski driving for the layup. Up and good. Nice move. Hudson Petroski's got 8 points in the game. And the lead is back down to 10 once again here, folks, with 2:26 to go in this third quarter. Now Maverick Binder. Bulldogs need points this trip down. They don't like that idea of giving this lead down to single digits. Peyton Bowden feeds to Wenzel, who gives back to Maverick Binder. Maverick Binder works hard in this offense.
Yeah.
Man, oh man, he's got the ball. Seems like 90% of the time he's handling it out there. Now Wenzel, between him and Wenzel. Now again, it's Maverick Binder with the ball. Binder just backs out on the right elbow with it. Goes inside the paint. He's stripped of the basketball. They got the steal. And here come the Falcons. Down by 10 with a minute 49 to play in the third quarter. Petroski to the right side to Mauler. Mauler up top with it. Petroski for three. Nope. Doesn't go. Ball is loose. Rebound. Driving layup. Follow right side. Doesn't go. But a whistle and a foul. That shot put up by Trevor Reed. And we're going to put Reed to the free throw line where he'll be shooting two shots.
Is on Peyton Bonin, his second personal second team for Auburn.
At the free throw line, Trevor Reed. He has 5 points. He's one out of one from the line so far tonight. Here shooting two shots. The first one is up and off. No good. Rimmed around there for him and wouldn't drop. A minute 35 to play now in the third quarter. 32-22. Auburn up by 10. Trevor Reed trying to cut that lead to single digits. Second shot is up. Nope, couldn't get it. But the rebound comes down to Mauler. Comes back out to Reed with the pass. Now dribbling in Petroski, driving lay-in up and good. Hudson Petroski's in double figures. He's got 10 points. The lead is down to 8. Timeout taken Auburn. 1:25 to go, third quarter. We'll step aside. Be back in a half a minute right here on Sunny 101.3.
Ho, 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 it's Christmas time. Come on in to Ace Hardware, Farm and City Supply in Fall City for our Rapid and Red Christmas sales event. We got great deals on home decor for all your exterior illumination, bird feed, bird seed, bird feeders. All our grills are still on sale, and our Milwaukee tool sales are red hot, along with some DeWalt buys. Come on in. We got a lot of gifts in that $10 and $20 range on special. Come in and check us out and have a Merry Christmas.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Our presenting sponsor for tonight's broadcast is Bruna Implement Company, your Case IH dealer in Humboldt, Nebraska. See them for parts, sales, and service. Bruna Implement Company, also serving you from 5 additional locations in Northeast Kansas.
If you enjoy these broadcasts of high school basketball here on Sunny 101.3, be sure and stop by and say thanks to our sponsors, Bruna Implement Company, the presenting sponsor, Highland Community College, presenting our halftime show, and our friends at Farm Bureau Financial Services, Jake and Tasha Arm Connect in Falls City and Auburn, presenting our postgame show, as well as all of the other sponsors that you hear mentioned throughout the broadcast. Yeah.
The other day, I was working alongside the road to work and saw Bruna truck go by. I go, huh, there's lead sponsor.
All right. Here we go back to live action. Auburn with the basketball coming out of the timeout. Clock running, minute 15 to play here in the third quarter. It's an 8-point ball game. There's a three from the right side that's off and no good, and the rebound comes down to Freeman. And now the Falcons down by 8 with a minute 4 to go. May decide to play for 1 and just get this thing back within striking range. Here's a long three from the corner. Maybe not the shot there that Jim McLaughlin wanted the big man to be taken. That shot put up by Aiden Glanz, the 6'5" post from out here, long range from the three. Now Maverick Binder sets the offense for the Bulldogs. Handling it is Nixon Liguori. Liguori goes into traffic. Back out to Binder. Overlook three. Got it. That was huge. Matt Binder nailed the three, and suddenly he's got 12 points, and the lead is back to 11 with 29 seconds to go. Auburn would like nothing more than to get to the end of this period with a double-digit lead. Petroski is going to see what he can do about that here for Freeman. With 19 seconds to play, Maverick Binder gives chase. Petroski passes off to Kobe Mahler. Mahler, being covered by Bowden, flips it off here to the near side to Easton Buss. Easton Buss backs it out with 7 seconds, 5 seconds. Jennings to the corner. Right side. Buss for a long three. Got it. It counts. He got the three to fall. Easton Buss hits the three as a buzzer beater. And after three quarters, it's an 8-point ball game, 35-27. We're back in 1 minute on Sunny 101.3.
Are you looking for an exciting career with great potential for growth and excellent benefits? Look no further than Alfea in Bern, Kansas and Pawnee City, Nebraska, the fastest growing premium pet food manufacturer. Enjoy working only 15 days a month with night shifts receiving $3 an hour shift differential. Take advantage of their full range of benefits including health, dental, vision, life, and short-term disability insurance and an 8% 401k match. Visit the website alfea.com to learn more about the exciting opportunities currently available and come grow with Alfea.
Driving safely in school zones should always be top of mind. Your smart choices help students look forward to reaching their dreams. Auburn Insurance Service and Grinnell Mutual want your help in protecting our local students' futures. Drive responsibly and keep your eyes on the road so we can all trust in tomorrow. Contact Holly Sisk, your local Grinnell Mutual agent, at 402-274-5340 today for all your insurance needs. Trust in Tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Well, we've got a ball game. Auburn has the first possession here. They inbound the ball to start the fourth quarter. Bulldogs up 35-27 after that big three there by Easton Buss at the buzzer. Bulldogs setting the offense. With it, Nixon Liguori backs it out onto the near side. Liguori works to the baseline left side. A little spin, kicks it back up to the top of the key to Maverick Binder. Auburn maybe going to be a little more deliberate here now. Binder in traffic, right corner, down to Nixon Liguori. Back it comes to Binder.
Oh,
underneath, open look. Oh, great job. They fed the ball inside, got it into Cameron Leslie. Leslie with the easy two. He's got 5 points. Put that one down, and it's back to a 10-point lead. Pretty important that Auburn scored on that first possession there of this fourth quarter. All right, Petroski feeds to Mahler. Mahler to the near side to Owen Buss. Owen Buss backs it out to the top of the key. Nixon Liguori is covering him defensively in the man-to-man defense. Now they go to Mahler. Mahler flips it out to the top of the circle, comes up with it to Hayden Jennings. Jennings gives off to Hudson Petroski. Petroski has the ball stripped away. Binder knocked it out of his hands. It's loose on the floor. Mahler comes up with it, knocks a defender down, puts the shot up, couldn't get it. Rebound, follow shot. Petroski is blocked. Boy, a lot of contact down there, no whistle. Down court with it is Matt Binder. Binder at the free throw line, in the paint. Bounce pass in traffic underneath. Wenzel somehow put the shot up. Defenders all over him. Wenzel comes out of there and flips it back out to Binder. Top of the key. Nixon Liguori for three. Got it. Nixon Liguori nails a three. He's got 12 points, and Auburn is back up by 13. Timeout taken. Freeman with 6:20 to go in the ballgame. It's a 13-point Bulldog lead. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
F&M Bank's mobile banking app makes banking from your smartphone a snap. You can view account balances, transfer funds, pay bills, and even make deposits, all from the convenience of your phone. Contact us today to find out how you can begin using mobile banking from F&M Bank Falls City. Local decisions, local solutions, local focus. Member FDIC.
Sunny 101.3.
The scoreboard here at Freeman High School shows there are 6 minutes and 20 seconds left to play in the fourth quarter. Our score 40-27. The official is having a rather animated conversation with the assistant coaches from Auburn High School, and I'm not sure what that was all about, but he was in the actual huddle with the coaches back there, and it was kind of a two-way conversation. It didn't look like anybody was angry, but there was certainly a lot of communicating going on, and now we're seeing the other officials over here getting an earful.
Something I've noticed is that some of the Auburn coaches, assistant coaches, are kind of up off the bench, and the head coach is supposed to be the only one that's standing. So
So they're not allowed to have all four of them up there, huh?
Yeah, six that Auburn has.
There we go, 6:14 to go in the ball game. Freeman with the basketball. Hutchins Petroski, guarded by Binder, tries to back in on him. Binder won't give him a thing. Flips it back out to Owen Buss. Owen Buss on the dribble. Had a ball knocked away from him. It's loose. Owen gives it up to Easton Buss. Easton Buss to the corner. Mahler thought about a three. Now penetrates in. Owen Buss for three. Got it.
That's a big answer.
Owen Buss hits the three. He's got five. And the lead is back to 10. 30. 40-30. Auburn up by 10 with 5:42 to go. A lot of basketball to play here. As my friend John Baylor says, we got a lot of wood to chop here yet. There's a long three that's up and good by Brenton Wenzel. Wenzel put that one up from the right elbow for three, and that puts the Bulldogs back up by 13, 43-30. 5:23 to go now in the basketball game. Freeman had closed it within eight there at the end of three quarters after being down by 17 early in the ball game. Now Freeman with the basketball trailing by 13. There's a long three. Player knocked to the floor again. No whistle. Boy, they're letting them play basketball out here. Maverick Binder with the rebound up court with the ball. Binder picked up one-on-one by Owen Buss. Just goes right around Buss into the paint. Now flips to the corner. Baseline left side. Peyton Moten back to the top of the key. It comes to Binder. Under 5 minutes to go. Maverick Binder driving lay-in up and good. You give Maverick a little seam like that, and he'll take it. Maverick Binder put that one down. He's got 14 points now in the ballgame for the Bulldogs, and the lead is back to 15 at 45-30. In traffic, Petroski, double-team, triple-team, flips it out to Owen Buss for three. It's off no good. Loose basketball, rebound by Wenzel. Players all over the floor. Slow getting up is Cameron Leslie. He took quite a shot under there. Now on the baseline right side, penetrating, a whistle and a blocking foul. Wow, Nixon Liguori ran right over the defender. A whistle and a foul is going to be called on Kobe Mahler. No, check that on Hayden Jennings.
Yep.
Jennings' first personal. Team foul number one, I guess. Okay.
Yes.
What do we have here? We inbounded the ball and they weren't ready yet, so we're going to try and inbound it again.
I don't know if he's shaken up.
All right, 4:16 to go in the ballgame. It's 45-30. Auburn back up by 15. They had the lead melt down to 8 there for a little while. Really, Freeman's just never been able to overcome that slow start when they got behind 20-7 in the first quarter. And Auburn just, despite Freeman's best attempts to try and get back into this, Auburn seems to stave off all of their runs at him. Let's see who this foul is going to be on against Freeman.
There's been a lot of bodies on the floor. It's on Hutchins Petroski, his second personal, team second.
All right, inbound the ball to Wenzel. Brenton Wenzel, bounce pass underneath, is tipped right back to him, and he'll give it up to Maverick Binder. Binder says, all right, I'll back it out here to the top of the key. We'll reset the whole thing. Underneath, Nixon Liguori gives to Binder. He's triple-teamed under the basket. Right back up it comes to Liguori. And Liguori back it out and come over to Peyton Bowden with the pass. Now Bowden's at the top of the key. Again goes to Maverick Binder. I mentioned this earlier. Maverick Binder, he and Wenzel, they're just in motion all the time, even when they're away from the ball. Here's Binder for three off the back iron. Rebound Wenzel. Follow shot Wenzel. Oh, couldn't get it. Follow shot. Try for tip in Ligori. He couldn't get it. And the rebound to Hudson Petroski. But you just follow Maverick Binder around the floor. He's just moving constantly. Here's a steal by Wenzel. Wenzel brings it into traffic.
Oh.
This time we're going to get the offensive foul. I've been kind of expecting one of those
yeah.
all night. Wenzel lowered the shoulder, and normally when you lower your shoulder and lead with
yep.
your forearm, you're probably going to get the offensive foul call.
Biggest issue for him right now is he has four fouls now.
Now, he's really the only player in trouble, though. He's got four.
Owen Bush is three.
Yeah, Owen with three.
Everybody else got two or less.
Yeah, 45-30 now. 15-point lead Auburn as we near the three-minute mark. Here's a long three that's up and off. No good by Easton Bush, and the rebound comes down and cleared out by Nixon Ligori. Ligori goes to Binder from the corner for three. It's in and out of there. I'm not sure Coach Jim Weeks wants some shooting those. There's a steal right back from Ligori. Not sure you need to be shooting threes up by 15 inside of 3 minutes. Now a whistle and a foul is going to be called on Freeman. Think this one's going to be on Reed, maybe?
Yeah, it is. It's on Trevor Reed, his third personal, team third for Freeman.
Clock is down to 2:48 to go. Back into the lineup, the big man comes in now, checking in. That's Aiden Glass. He's 6'5 and a junior. Maybe get some rebounding in there.
Yeah.
We got a little time here while they're...
They're just going to take timeout.
All right, timeout on the floor with 2:48 to play in the ballgame. Auburn up 45-30. Don't go away. We got a great postgame show coming up for you. A little bit later, we'll be back with more in 30 seconds here on Sunny 101.3.
Dan's Country Meats has deep family values. They are a USDA-inspected meat processing plant providing their customers with quality custom meats and award-winning sausages. Dan has won awards for his products at state, national, and even internationally. Call Dan's Country Meats at 402-839-4635 to schedule your next beef, pork, or deer processing. Or stop in for some of those award-winning sausages in a variety of flavors. Dan's Country Meats in Table Rock.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Well, you heard that message from Den's Country Meats in Table Rock. They talk about the sausages. I can't believe they don't mention the bologna.
Yeah.
The original Table Rock bologna. I had some this afternoon. That is good stuff. The original recipe known as Table Rock bologna. I've been eating that for 70 years. Good stuff. All right, back to live action Auburn with the basketball. This is Binder, Maverick Binder, bounce pass across to the near side to Cameron Leslie. Leslie holds the ball, gives up to Brenton Wenzel, down to 2.5 minutes to go now. Binder just slowing things down. Freeman not coming out to foul. Binder takes it under, goes up with a shot. Whistle and a foul is going to be called on the floor, not shooting. That's only going to be the 14th foul.
But it's on Owen Buss, and it's his fourth personal foul.
Team foul number four, not shooting, but we're down to 2.5 minutes to play. Again, it's 45-30. Auburn jumped out to that early lead in the first quarter, and just Freeman never been able to recover from that slow start. Bulldogs content to run some clock now. Brenton Wenzel gives to Binder. They come out after Binder. Reach-in foul is going to be called on Hayden Jennings, his second personal. Team foul number five is going to put Matt Binder at the line. Maverick has hit 3 out of 3 from the charity stripe tonight. He has 14 points in the ballgame. Here he'll be shooting 2 shots. Binder, again, I mentioned, had 21 up at Elmwood Murdoch last week. Free throw is up and good. He's a perfect 4 for 4 from the line now with 15 points in the ballgame. He's a leading scorer. Ligori's got 12 for the Bulldogs. Binder's second free throw is on the way. It's up, and it is rimmed off. Couldn't get that one to fall. And the rebound comes down to Freeman. Clock is down to 2 minutes, 18 seconds to go. It's 46-30, a 16-point Auburn lead. Bus kicks it to the corner to Mahler. Mahler at the free throw line. 5-foot jumper short off the front of the rim, and there with the rebound to pull it down is Cameron Leslie. Leslie gives the outlet pass to Maverick Binder, and Binder will slowly bring it up the court. At 2 minutes to go in the ballgame, Brenton Wenzel with the dribble. Wenzel clears it back up again to Peyton Bowden. Flips it over to the left side to Nixon Liguori. They're running a little bit of a weave here now at the top of the key, just burning some clock. Liguori dribbles to the corner. He's going to get trapped over there, but he passes to the corner in traffic. Left side, Wenzel, open look, three. Off the iron, no. And the rebound is taken down by Kobe Mahler. A little bit surprised they're popping threes here with a 16-point lead, but I guess maybe that's why they're comfortable shooting them with a minute 26 to go. This is Easton Bus in traffic, kicks it to the corner, long three, baseline left side, doesn't go. Peyton Moten there again for the rebound. Peyton does a good job on the boards here. He's kind of one of the unsung heroes down there doing the battle in the trenches, kind of like your offensive linemen that don't get their name mentioned unless they make a mistake. Here's Binder with the dribble. Uh-oh, collision. Binder collided there with Easton Bus. Bus kind of took one to the chops, and he's shaking up a little bit here. A minute two to go in the ballgame, and we're going to put Binder back to the line. Now Hayden Jennings complaining that an elbow was thrown there to Easton Bus. The official is calming Mr. Jennings down. Binder at the line. First free throw is up and good for Matt Binder. He's now made 5 out of 6 from the free throw line. Has 16 points in the ballgame. Easton Bus will leave the contest. Matt Binder at the line, ready for his second free throw here. 1:02 to play. What do we got now?
Timeout
taken before he shoots it. So we'll step aside with a minute two to go in the ballgame. Auburn leads it 47-30. Please stay with us. We want to share our postgame show and a rundown of the scoring. We'll fill you in on how your favorite player did tonight. That'll be coming up after this 30-second timeout on Sunny 101.3.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
We have a final score now on that game played over on KTNC tonight. The Sacred Heart Irish boys with the win over HTRS. The final, Sacred Heart 61, HTRS 31. Maverick Binder at the line, ready for his second free throw attempt here. The shot is up, and this one rims off and won't go for him. Rebound comes down to Freeman. They'll hurry it down. Hudson Petroski, the junior point guard. Petroski in traffic, flips it to the corner, baseline left side of the basket. Trying to work toward the hoop, can't get there. Here's a three from the right elbow, up and good. Nailing the three is Aiden Glantz, the big man. I was surprised to see the 6'5 guy shoot that other one, but now I see why.
Well, that's all he shot all night.
And he put it down. Now on the run back up the floor, it looks like Matt Binder is going to get fouled again and go right back to the free throw line where he was a moment ago. Binder was 16 points in the ball game. He's made 5 out of 7 from the free throw line. Shooting 2 right here with 42 seconds to play and his team up by 14. Maverick Binder, free throw was up. This one is good. Drop that one in. He'll have another shot here. Okay, help me get these subs that are checking in. They're coming in right and left here.
For Freeman, Hayden Jensen is in, and
Owen Bus is back in. I thought Auburn, Auburn's going to have a sub coming up.
It's Matt Binder.
Is that Lance Binder getting ready, or who we got?
It's Creighton Keeling.
Okay. There's a shot by Maverick Binder, up and good. Got that one. So now our score, 49-33. And into the ball game is Creighton Keeling, a sophomore, into the contest. I forgot to start the clock. Now it's running. Hudson Petroski tries to penetrate. A whistle and a foul. That foul is going to be...
I believe it's Frank Galicia. Yeah, it is.
Okay, Galicia is called for the foul.
First personal.
Obviously his first, yep.
Yeah.
38 seconds to play. Inbounding the pass. Hayden Jansen, 6'1 freshman. Jansen tosses into Owen Bus. Right side, comes in the corner with it to Aiden Glantz. The ball is tipped away. It goes out of bounds off the fingertips over there of Hudson Petroski. Auburn will get the ball back. Now into the game for Freeman is Colby Mahler back off the bench.
we got here?
Keeling.
That's Keeling. Creighton Keeling checking in.
Hudson Emsoff.
Inbound the pass in backcourt with it. Brent Galicia down court. That pass is stolen away with 25 seconds to go. Down court, Hayden Jennings puts it into the corner. Petroski driving lay-in up and good. Hudson Petroski with the lay-in. He's got 12 points now. 14 seconds to go. Full court pressure by Freeman. Having trouble in backcourt is Brent Galicia. Another steal. With the steal is Hayden Jennings. Now Mahler for three. Got it from the top of the key. Colby Mahler nails a three. There's the buzzer and the ball game. Your final score, the Auburn Bulldogs 49 and the Freeman Falcons 38. 49-38 is your final score. Auburn with the win. Stay with us. We'll take a two-minute break here. Be back with the post-game show presented by Highland Community College. They're close to home but far from debt. You can learn more at highlandcc.edu. We're back in 2 minutes on Sunny 101.3.
At Lundsman Realty, we provide you with the expertise, exposure, and care you deserve. We can handle all your real estate needs. If you're considering buying or selling a home, farm, business, or acreage, give us a call. With this fast-paced, ever-changing real estate market, hire Lundsman Realty to work for you. We're members of the Great Plains and Midlands Regional MLS, and we'd love the opportunity to earn your business. Call or click LundsmanRealty.com or find us on Facebook. Lundsman Realty. Simplified, satisfied, sold, in equal housing opportunity.
Tecumseh Family Health and Adams Primary Care are proudly owned by Johnson County Hospital. Our family practice, including Drs. Ben Beal, Zach Templemeyer, Grant Salzgaber, and physician's assistants Elizabeth Gobber, Sarah Sharples, and Katie Grease, offer services from wellness visits to acute care, working together for better health care and supporting happy, healthy lifestyles. I am Lisa Bohr, Clinic Manager of Tecumseh Family Health and Adams Primary Care, inviting you to call 402-335-2811 to visit about your health care needs.
Auburn State Bank has Connect Online and Mobile Banking, a personal finance tool. You can pay bills, transfer funds between accounts, view checking images, secure messaging, deposit checks with a picture, get account alerts, and real-time balances. Sign up for Connect, the easiest way to manage your checking or savings account. Get Connect at Auburn State Bank and use Connect on your mobile device or computer. Visit auburnstatebank.com for details. Member FDIC.
For over 80 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has served the unique needs of the ag industry. As members of your community, we get to know you and your operation, providing coverage for your farm, ranch, machinery, livestock, and so much more. Find out why we're the number one ag insurer. It's your future. Let's protect it.
See Jake or Tasha Arm Connect on 19th Street in Auburn or in Falls City. Your local Farm Bureau agents.
Number one ag insurer across our 8-state territory. 2018 SNL PNC Group Direct Written Premium.
This is Sunny 101.3.
We welcome you back inside Freeman High School here in Adams, where the Auburn Bulldogs have just defeated the Freeman Falcons by a final score of 49-38.
Our post-game show is presented by Farm Bureau Financial Services in Auburn and Falls City. Stop by and see Jake or Tasha Arm Connect at Farm Bureau Financial Services. It's your future. Let's protect it. Now with a look at the final numbers, here's Randy.
All right. First of all, the individual scoring for the Freeman Falcons tonight. One player in double figures, Hudson Petroski. He finished with 12 in the contest. Trevor Reed ended up with 8. 5 points tonight for Owen Buss. With 4 points was Colby Mahler. And then 3 points each for Aiden Glantz, Hayden Jennings, and Easton Buss for the Falcons' total of 38. From the free throw line, Freeman went 0-for-4 in the second half and made only 3 of 11 free throws in the entire ballgame. And when you consider the fact that they got back to within 8 points at one point, those 8 missed free throws could have made a huge difference.
Yeah, a little interesting.
Individual numbers now for the Auburn Bulldogs. Two players in double figures tonight. Matt Binder led the way with 18 points in the ballgame. Nixon Liguori also in double figures. He finished with 12. 8 points tonight for Brenton Wenzel. Peyton Bowden had 6. And Cameron Leslie added 5 for their total of 49. From the free throw line, 5 out of 7 in the second half. And for the game, the Auburn Bulldogs made 9 out of 12 from the charity stripe compared to 3 of 11 for Freeman. Score by quarters, Auburn led after one quarter 20-7. The Bulldogs were up by 12 at halftime, 27-15.
led by just seven after three quarters, or by eight rather, 35-27, before going on to the 49-38 win. And Dalton, it was just a case where the Freeman Falcons came in here 4-1,
yeah.
were just never really able to bounce back from that slow start when they found themselves down 20-7.
Yeah, they got. I mean, I think Freeman was a little shocked at how Auburn jumped out on him, and then they could never come back from it. So
our final is 49-38. Before we wrap it up here, we want to update you on all the other scores that we have for you, the ones that we have from around the area. First of all, the games that were played tonight over on KTNC at Humboldt. The Sacred Heart Irish girls defeated HGRS. The final was 47-35. In the boys' game, Sacred Heart also with the win. 61-31 was the final of that one. Out at Tri-County, the Johnson Brock girls got a win 52-23, and the Johnson Brock boys over Tri-County 42-27. Here in Adams in the girls contest, the Freeman girls, what a comeback after trailing.
Yeah.
They were down by 10 with under 2 minutes to go in the ball game, managed to come back and tie it up at the end of regulation, 39-all, and then went on to an overtime win, 54-47. The Freeman girls winning in overtime over Auburn. And the game just completed here, 49-38, the Auburn boys over Freeman. Those are the scores that we have for you. I want to remind you that next Tuesday night, we'll be back on the air at Tri-County, traveling out there with the Sacred Heart Irish. That's Tuesday night, December 19th. On Thursday night, the 21st, we'll be right back here at Freeman with Johnson County Central and Freeman. Those should be some good ball games. Looking forward to those and hope you will join us. Meantime, we've got some volleyball to play this weekend.
Yeah.
Looking forward to seeing how the Lady Huskers can do. I believe that's a 2 o'clock first serve, and I think that's going to be on ABC,
understand
it. So that ought to be a lot of fun. Let's watch some football with the Chiefs, watch some volleyball with the Huskers, and then let's meet right back here next Tuesday.
Don't forget, tomorrow Cincinnati Bengals play.
Oh, they do?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Burrow's out, but yeah.
All right, we'll meet back here Tuesday for more high school basketball. That game actually will be on KTNC on Tuesday night. So, that's just about going to wrap it up for tonight's live coverage of high school basketball for Dalton Knippelmeyer, helping us out here at Adams, and for Ray Penning, our producer-engineer. I'm Randy Gatula. We leave you with the final score tonight, the Auburn Bulldogs 49 and the Freeman Falcons 38. Merry Christmas, Southeast Nebraska. You've been listening to high school basketball on Sunny 101.3.
Thanks for joining us here on Sunny 101.3 for today's coverage of high school basketball. Remember, for complete up-to-date scores, standings, and results, log on to mscsports.net. Join us next time for high school basketball right here on Sunny 101.3.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Prime Healthcare believes quality care starts in your own communities with family taking care of family. The trained and compassionate staff will make your loved one feel right at home and set your mind at ease knowing your loved one is in good hands. Prime Healthcare offers long and short-term care and rehabilitation therapy. Contact Oregon Care Center in Oregon, Pleasant View Center in Rockport, or Tiffany Heights in Mound City to schedule a tour, meet the team, and let our Prime family become a little part of your family. Auburn Auto Center, your one-stop service center for auto repair, tires, brakes, tune-ups, alignments, and much more, wants to wish everyone a successful and safe school year. Stop in or call 402-274-4947 to schedule an oil change and complete inspection by their AFC-certified mechanics. The staff at Auburn Auto Center wants to make sure everyone is ready to celebrate the big win. Auburn Auto Center, 2314 J Street, Auburn, Nebraska.
Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair realizes the month of December is not only for celebrating Christmas, but it also includes the official first day of winter, Human Rights Week, and Thank a Soldier Week. The staff here at Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair encourages you to exercise your human rights, take time to thank a soldier, stay warm this winter, and have a very Merry Christmas.
Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair of Falls City, 402-245-2908.
Meteorology meteorologist Megan Mulford with your weather for the tri-state area. Isolated rain showers likely tonight, otherwise cloudy skies expected. Lows level off around 37. Winds out of the north 5 to 10 miles an hour. Cloudy